A football player in the paper played football instead of going to witness the birth of his first child. Good luck to him. It's a pretty disgusting sight. I've been there for a couple of births. It's quite filthy. Makes you not want to eat raw sausages in some time. Stacey, you got anything there? Jessup?
Yeah, I'll just throw in another little film tidbit.
Film? Mm-hmm.
Caught a video over the weekend called Three the Hard Way.
Ooh.
It's not a porno, so you can stop that shit.
Dope.
It's a blaxploitation film, and it's got three of the giants of blaxploitation, Jim Brown, Fred Williamson, and Jim Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a bunch of white supremacists got together, managed to conjure up this little formula, this little serum, thanks to this crazy doctor. They're going to put it in the water supply, and it's only going to kill Negroes. White people won't be affected. So, and actually, these three guys get together and whoop some major honky ass.
Yeah,
gotta tell you. So that was good. That's
a worthy view.
It's a bit dodgy, but I also
great plot.
Yeah. The plot was enough to hook me in. But
humorous lines.
There was one guy. Oh, no, there's a very amusing slow-motion kung fu fight scene where Jim Kelly, he's been set up by some cops. Oh, yeah, his name's Mr. Keys. That's his actual name. And he goes, what kind of first name is Mr.? And he goes, my mama wanted people to show me respect. You know, I thought it was not bad. And then he beats the shit out of them in slow motion, doing some pretty, you know, awkwardly choreographed kung fu moves. Because, you know, you don't want to watch...
It's not John Woo.
No, yeah. Or, I can mention some more obscure names, but yeah.
Stacey, no one's going to get that.
No. Oh, geez. Chang Che, huh? Liu Chia Liang.
You know, you're the only one in this room touching yourself now, Stacey. I mean, that's not the first time it's happened. I'll back you up there
100%. I must say, he's not the only one I am.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about this obscenities in class we were talking about before.
I'll tell about this.
Yeah.
I was at school today out at uni, and halfway through the class, the teacher suddenly, students giving their talk, they're giving a talk about editing and, you know, what the role of the editor, talking about libel and obscenity.
Oh, right.
And the teacher suddenly stops and goes and asks each person in the class, what do you think is obscene? What do you find obscene? And goes around and asks everyone to give their little opinions. I was pretty groggy, so my thoughts weren't really there, so I didn't say much of value. I said, oh, yeah, advertising. Yeah, that's pretty obscene. That sort of thing. But other people, real disappointing. There were 10 people in the class, and jackasses all of them, because they didn't say anything. Some of them didn't know what they thought was obscene, which I thought was a bit much. Because these are not like people who are living on the extreme fringes and edges of any, you know, of society. They're a pretty mainstream bunch, but...
No one said Christianity?
Fit in real well?
No. Oh, yeah. One guy said anything that is unnatural. He was deliberately being vague, though.
So he was...
John Howard in the IVF.
Was he of the religious persuasion?
Oh, not remotely.
No.
Someone else said the C word.
Oh, really?
Yeah, young
clavicle.
Young lady, yeah. Oh, she didn't specify which C word. I didn't want to go...
That's what she actually said, the C word. She didn't come out and say it.
Oh, shit, no. The majority of people picked up on sexual matters rather than violence. They seemed to be immediately more distressed by
so there was no
doing the bizzo than people hacking heads off.
There was no rats, starved rats and tubes and bits of cheese and
axes. No, you mentioned that sort of thing.
Electrocuted
breasts. You're going to get a lot of ewes.
Oh, Stacey, you're sick.
You're a sick, filthy bastard. How could you think of such concepts? You're going to act on them, aren't you? Because you've thought of them. Now you're going to act on them. You're going to do it. Get away from me. Yeah, no, those sort of people. Not, you know, they frighten me. They're so moderate in their thinking. I don't like to be around them. But
you know, they're probably sitting... Oh, they'll be in bed now. But they'll be sitting in church thinking, gee, I'm glad that Stacey guy's not here. He'd be trying to make love to the Virgin Mary.
The statue of the Virgin Mary.
Oh, yes. No, just a chick in there who's a virgin whose name's Mary. On the altar, go, Stacey! Slapping your ass.
Yeah, tell him the priest to get that camera out of my face. It
won't be a camera in your face.
Oh, well, yeah.
Have we got anything else, or should we just move right along?
Necrophilia, there we go.
Ray Martin.
You know, Ray Martin and necrophilia... might not appear right off the bat that closely linked, but you think about it. What a jack off. Give us a call on 5333 1201 if any of the content thus far has offended you and you'd like to encourage us to do more, encourage us to greater depths. We are not yet near our bottom. As a matter of fact, if we achieve our bottom tonight, then, oh dear.